In his final encyclical on the Eucharist, just before his death, St. John Paul the Great asked the entire church to rediscover the great mystery of the Holy Eucharist. He said that he wanted to enkindle Eucharistic amazement once more in the church. And how can we begin to even try to explain this great mystery of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? I think only one word explains it: love. Jesus is here because he loves us much more than we can imagine. We all know from our own life experience something of the nature of love. And when you love someone, your need to be with them. We know the satisfaction in parents when they're reunited with their children, or children with their parents. Or when young people fall in love, it is good and it is necessary that they be together and spend time together. And this explains a little bit of Christ's real presence in the Holy Eucharist. He loves us so much that he never wants to leave us. He says, "Know that I am with you always." That's the language of love. And also in Scripture, it says, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be too. In other words, because you are his treasure, Jesus is here in person with a heart burning with infinite love for you in the most holy Eucharist. God, our Father's desire for each of us is that we be truly happy. And we find true happiness when we encounter his Son in the Holy Eucharist. Because true happiness comes from finding true love. A love that never changes. A love that has no limits or conditions. A love that never criticizes, crushes, or condemns. A love that knows us through and through and loves us. That love that is always there. And it is this love that awaits us in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus waits for you in the sacrament of his love, and he repeats his eternal appeal, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" The Holy Mass on Sunday is the high point of our prayer, and Eucharistic adoration is a very natural continuation of our prayer at Holy Mass. And since Jesus remains always present in our churches day and night, he merits our loving presence before him at all times, day and night. And it is for this reason that the Church has asked every parish to establish perpetual or continuous Eucharistic adoration. And I know you have some adoration already taking place in your parish. You have some daily hours. But the Church asks for perpetual Eucharistic adoration where Jesus is continually adored. It's when a parish sets aside a little chapel or oratory that will be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, where Jesus is never left alone. But there is a continuous chain of adoration and intercession offered for our own needs and the needs of our families and indeed the whole world. I am sure many of you are familiar with the revelation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque back in the 17th century. In that vision, the Lord showed to St. Margaret Mary his heart. He pulled to the side his vestments, but not only that, he revealed within the wound his Sacred Heart. And he teaches us that there's nothing in the way of his Sacred Heart and my heart except whatever I place there, whatever I choose to place in the way of my heart uniting with his heart. And he said to St. Margaret Mary, "Behold this heart, which has loved humanity so much that it has spared nothing, to the point of exhausting and consuming itself to show them its love. And I receive from most of humanity nothing but ingratitude, irreverence, sacrilege, coldness, and scorn. Then he said, I have a burning thirst to be honored and loved by all in the most blessed sacrament, and I find nearly no one who strives according to my desire to quench my thirst by loving me in return. Jesus implores us to love him in the blessed sacrament. He said he literally thirsts for our love and our presence before him at all times. Then he went on to tell St. Margaret Mary that when we believe in his love and return him love for love, then he will take up his reign and we will see the miraculous power of his Sacred Heart. So when we encounter the Eucharist, we encounter a person who thirsts for our love. Jesus once said to St. Faustina, the Polish sister who received the Divine Mercy revelation, that often in the Eucharist we treat him as a thing, an object, and not a person. She saw Jesus in a vision, and in this vision he looked extremely sad. And when she asked him why, he said, when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. They treat me as a dead object. They do not recognize love. So when Christ comes to us in Holy Communion, we must welcome him as a living person. Talk to him, listen to him, and give thanks to him for the gift of his love, the gift of his presence now within us. And we can continue this dialogue of love with Jesus all through the week in Eucharistic adoration. As Pope Benedict said, adoration prolongs and intensifies the grace of the Mass. You know, when we think for a moment of who Jesus is, we know that a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament is not difficult to do, because Jesus truly is the easiest person in the world to encounter. As St. Mother Teresa used to say about adoration, nowhere are you more loved or more welcomed than here. And the greatest moments of our lives are the ones we spend in the presence of the Holy Eucharist. She said that adoration was the source of her own sanctification and gave her the ability to work with the poor. She did a holy hour every morning. And she said that it was only because she discerned the hidden presence of Jesus in the morning in adoration was she able to recognize him in the poorest of the poor then throughout the whole day. One of the questions that comes up sometimes is, how do you pray in adoration? There are many ways to pray in adoration. I'm sure many of you take your faith seriously, and your prayer life extends well beyond the Mass, that you have a daily prayers that you pray, and so on. Whatever devotions and prayers that you're familiar with, I would encourage you to keep that up in adoration. Also, another way is to meditate on Scripture, particularly the Gospels, because it's Jesus speaking to us. If you watch what's taking place, what took place between the apostles and Jesus, when we meditate on that, we're in the presence of the same Jesus. We're hearing the same word. And he wants to have a real effect on us, to call us to be lovers of him and to be true apostles of Jesus. Or you may want to pray the rosary, which is a powerful prayer, because you're taking the hand of our Blessed Mother, and she is the surest way into the heart of Jesus, and that's where we all belong. Or you may want to speak to Jesus heart to heart, and that really is one of the great definitions of prayer, according to St. Teresa of Avila. She said that prayer is a loving conversation with God. Or you may be tired, worn out, and just worn down by the knocks and trials of life. And that's a very special time to come to Jesus and to feel and experience his power unleashed in our interior life and how he makes everything new, even with just one touch of his love, how he makes everything better again, and how he comforts us and gives us the strength and a holy hope to press ahead. Scripture reminds us of the value of praying at night. Jesus often himself prayed at night and prayed the whole night through, especially before important events in his life. And the first holy hour that he asked of us, he asked of it in the garden during the night when he said, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" And this cry of Jesus, because his passion, death, and resurrection are present in the Holy Eucharist, this cry of Jesus remains present to us. "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" As the Catechism says, the Church and the world have great need of Eucharistic worship. Therefore, let us be generous with our time in going to meet the Lord. May our adoration never cease. And so, as hatred once lifted Christ up onto a cross, so now may our sacrifice of adoration lift him up in love and draw down upon ourselves, our families, and the whole human race the graces he won for us in Mount Calvary. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, your parish is striving to begin perpetual Eucharistic adoration. And in order to do that, I invite the ushers to begin handing out invitation slips, and they're very simple. I'll just talk you through them. First of all, just to say that there will be a second collection, and in that second collection, you can just put your invitations. That collection will take place, as far as I know, immediately after your regular collection. So when you receive your invitations, I think they have pens as well, you can begin filling them out, and they're very simple. Basically, all we really need at this point is your name and contact information. However, if you know what period of the 24 hours you would like to sign up for, you can tick that box. And if also, if you'd like to help being a coordinator, you can tick that box. And that is not a laborious job because it's shared among many so that no one is overburdened. I would encourage you to sign up for the nighttime hours. And I say that primarily because of my own experience. There are graces given out during the night that I have never tasted during the day, quite frankly. They're very particular graces that the Lord gives when we make that little sacrifice to come up and meet with him. And how disposed we are to prayer, how peaceful and disposed we are because the troubles of the world hasn't started, and how he can engage the soul in the quietness of the night. So I encourage you to sign up for the nighttime hours. That's where we need the most adorers. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, he made a commitment to do a holy hour every day very early in his priesthood. And he was traveling through Paris, And he came to the Adoration Chapel that has adoration taking place for, I believe, over 150 years now, perpetually. And he came there about 2:30 in the morning. And he saw over 100 people, most of them on their knees, in adoration of Jesus at that time during the night. And he realized these people really know what the Eucharist is. They really know that Jesus himself is in their midst. So I encourage you to sign up for the nighttime hours. Sign up for whatever hour you can other than that. It is truly the greatest gift other than the Mass that you can give to yourself, to your families, and indeed the parish. Every parish that establishes this thrives. Thrive in so many ways, but especially spiritually. They become very strong in their faith. So I thank you for your attention. Be assured of my prayers, and I ask for your prayers for me as I try to continue the work of our good Lord. Amen.